haven't had an orgasm in over a week. Do you know what that's like? To be tortured every day at the will of someone else, knowing that no matter how much I want it, need it, I won't be allowed to come. No matter what it was you did to me, I had to resist. Do you have any idea what that does to a person? How that messes with their mind? How it can fuck you up? So that is why you're tied to the bed. That is why I blindfolded you. And that is why I gagged you. You're powerless now. There is nothing you can do. You are completely at my mercy. I can do whatever I want to you. I could run my hands all over your body, exploring you in a way you never let me. I could do all the things I wanted to do to you, but you never let me. I could fuck you as hard or as fast as I wanted. Me, not you, me. I could taste you by choice when I wanted. Instead of you forcing me to, I could do anything I wanted. But, see, the thing is, you would probably still enjoy that. Maybe not at first, but you would. Anything I did, you'd probably deny it, but you might have wanted it all along. To finally be fucked by me hard, to have me use you. And whilst a few days ago, when I thought of this, I planned to do just that. But then, you decided to torture me with a friend. You knew that was a fantasy of mine. You knew that I had always wanted to fuck her. You knew it, and you used it against me. You made me watch as you fucked her for hours. I was tied to the chair, close enough to feel every sense and emotion coming off of you both. Even the smell drove me mad. And yet, I could not touch. And that's when I knew what I had to do. I nearly brought her in and fucked her in front of you. But I thought you might even like that. Hearing me finally being unleashed, all my animalistic needs flowing through to relentlessly fuck her over and over. Which I did do, by the way. Just not here. Only half an hour ago, before you woke up, I was deep inside her. Just downstairs in the other room. Frankly, I'm amazed you didn't hear us and wake up earlier. I was kind of hoping you would, to be honest. But I don't mind. Instead, I'm going to tell you all about it. And then, just in case you think I'm lying, I'm going to go back in there. And I'm gonna fuck her all over again. See, she isn't like you. She actually wanted to fuck me too. She came here to see you, hoping she would the other day. And while she did enjoy fucking you, it wasn't exactly what she had in mind. You had told her all about me, and how I had been treated by you. And you know the whole time you were talking, she only had one thing on her mind. She wanted to fuck me. She wanted to be the one to make me come. She didn't think you deserved it. And so when I called her earlier today, she was round in seconds. I barely closed the door before she had me against the wall. Her lips pressed on mine, as her hands shot to my trousers. I pushed off the wall, pinned her against the one opposite. I've had enough of being used. It's my turn. She was on her knees instantly. And soon, the head of my cock was inside her mouth, her tongue swirling around it. Do you have any idea how much better it is to have lips wrapped around your cock, knowing she's going to make you come? Again and again, her head bobbed down the shaft, those lips tight around me, her hands on my ass, holding me close, making sure I give her what she craves. But that wasn't how I wanted it to be. There are so many things I wanted to do to her now that I'm free. I'm like a child in a sweet shop. I just can't choose. And that's why when we eventually made it upstairs, all our clothes were gone by this point, of course. We fucked in every position I know how. She's rather flexible, that one. I'm sure you remember. I had her bent over, spread, balancing, even upside down a couple of times. Sexual freedom is a marvelous thing. You'll soon wish for it again, just as I used to. The ability to fuck however you want, whenever you want. That's gone, miss. Or should I say, pet. You know how, when you really wanted to torture me, you'd tie me to the chair and straddle me, knowing that is my all-time favorite. That's how I came today. The sweat dripping off our bodies from our furious rampage. Her legs straddling mine. Her hands on my shoulders, her back arched, hips grinding against me furiously. My arm wrapped around her, pulling her down to apply just that little bit of extra pressure right on her clit. And my other hand gripping her ass cheek, and occasionally giving her a cheeky little slap. She rode me until we both found ourselves moaning uncontrollably, bodies groping each other, passion and pleasure flowing through us. And then we came. Her first, but once I felt the walls of her pussy squeeze my cock, I was done for. Cum exploding out of me for what seemed like eternity. She kept grinding as my cock pumped over and over again, until eventually nothing remained, and we sat there, a hot, sticky mess. You hear me walk over towards the bed, walking up the side towards you. And that is how I came inside her. And no, while I leave you here helpless, I'm going to do it again. And there's nothing you can do about it.